Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Guys, welcome to the Born Offside episode 3. This is kicking off with Kat. And guys, we're going to kick off today a little differently than usual. We've got a very special episode, at least for me, it's very special because I get to do this all myself. And it's very nice for the boys to give me the stage to do that. And there's no one I'd rather share it with than DA Delahop, Deborah Ann Delahop. You are a Perth Glory player. Yes. You're an amazing Australian female player that I'm so excited to be able to tell your story a little bit. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. Big fan. So it's great to be here.
Should we tell the story about how we met?
Yeah, 100%. We definitely have to start with that.
It's pretty funny. So I don't know. Look, the reality is I took a moment where I had potentially noticed DA's boyfriend before I noticed her because he is Jason Saab, the NRL player for Manly Sea Eagles. And I got excited because I do play fantasy and I spotted him and I wanted a photo. I went up to him and I got the photo, but then DA, you recognized me from the podcast.
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty overwhelming for me.
Like two things at once. I'd seen like little videos here and there, obviously following Olan Tekkers, so I was like,
who doesn't these days?
I've seen you.
I love it. It was a really special moment for me. Thank you so much for
welcome.
Making me feel special in that moment. But everyone should be getting photos with you.
That's
how that should have gone. It should have played out that way, but we learn our lesson anyway. Look, welcome to the podcast. Today, I really want to take a bit of a deep dive into your career and what you've done and I guess what the next steps are for you without giving too much away. But before we get into any of that, and we did this before, a little Wikipedia checklist. We're just going to go through. Let's just fact check as we read through the things that you've achieved. You let us know a little bit about those experiences.
Yeah.
Awesome. So first up, obviously you've just finished your second season with Perth Glory, which is awesome. And you signed for them initially in 2020.
Yeah.
How did you find playing with Perth Glory? And you are from Sydney originally.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. Honestly, I was just like, got to the point where I just wanted to go anywhere. Like I, playing in the W League, now A League Women's, was just like such a dream and a goal for me. Like I started training on with Wanderers when I was like 15, so I was just like chasing it for so long. And had some like difficult injuries and stuff at some critical times, but I just like wanted it so bad. And yeah, to be able to like do something different, you know what I mean? Like I'm from Sydney, but to be able to like go somewhere else and like, I guess, have a bit of a different story.
Yeah.
It was just like awesome. And yeah, living, you know, out of home for the first time and things like that. Like a brand new bunch of girls. And it was just like the most refreshing experience. Like the first season was pretty tough. Like we weren't really getting results, but like I just like learned so much from it. Like it was so good.
I mean, I think living overseas or living in a new city is always a learning experience. But when you've worked so hard to sign with a football team and you get that opportunity, it must have been incredible.
Yeah, it was just like the best feeling like ever. It was just like when you work so hard for something and then you just like finally get it. It was just.
And so how old were you when you kind of left the nest and moved to Perth?
Yeah, I was 20.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, it was
I wasn't
awesome.
Doing that at 20, let me tell you. I don't know what I was doing at 20, but I was not playing for a football team in another city.
No, it was just, it was mad. And like to be able to go back again the second year and like just be a part of like the story, you know, because like the first season we, you know, didn't get the results, but we kept pushing. And then we had like so many disruptions because like COVID, like the border situation.
Yeah.
And that second season, like we just missed out on finals, like on goal difference, I'm pretty sure.
crazy.
So it was just like to be part of the journey was
absolutely
awesome.
And I did see that you got some crazy goals throughout that season. There was one in particular I remember everybody was freaking out. So nice.
Yeah. It was just mad. Like, it was so cool because my family was right behind me. So
were at that game.
Yeah, they're at that. It was at Central Coast Stadium.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, and they're literally all sitting right behind me. It was the best night.
What an awesome experience. And you've also played for the Junior Matildas.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Young Matildas.
Yeah. again, that was just something that a big goal I'd had. And I'd been just pretty unfortunate just with a lot of injuries, from when I was 16 sort of thing. And all the girls that I was playing with in Institute and stuff, they were all sort of going on to Young Matildas and things like that. So yeah, to be part of that was just awesome. We went to Thailand for the AFC Championship and getting that experience at a young age in the international level.
Absolutely, to be traveling.
Yeah, just to be traveling, but doing it with girls that I've sort of come up through the ranks with.
Yeah.
That was just awesome.
So would you say that it's quite the community, I suppose, the football community, you've really developed with these girls and then so to be playing at that level with them, there must be this sense of unified, we've made
there definitely is. It's just awesome. We've all literally been kids versing each other when we were 12 That's years awesome. Old and things like that. So it's so good. That was such a good experience and it just honestly made me even more hungry just to dream bigger, it just really opened up a lot for me. So
next step, Matildas.
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously that's the ultimate goal, to get to that level. But it's only the beginning.
It is just the beginning and you're 22 and you've got a long way to go and you're clearly doing a great job of it. But at the moment you're playing for RPL Leichhardt in the MPL 1.
Yeah.
And you guys you're off the back of a win yesterday.
Yeah. We had great team performance yesterday. Yeah. It was so good. But, we haven't fully been consistent yet this season. We have such a strong team, but just injuries, COVID's been a bit of an issue, just players in and out. We have, one girl, Sarah Hunter, she's, getting ready for the World Cup, the Young Matildas.
Yeah.
And then, Princess has just gone away with the Matildas. So, we... Yeah, our squad's sort of changing every week.
Yeah, when you're in an MPL 1 team and all your players are heading off for representing Australia, I think it says a lot about the quality that you clearly have in that team.
It's so good. It's honestly, I feel for the women's MPL, it's become a W League 2.0. It's honestly, every single team has, such strong players.
Yeah.
So and the competition's, actually really good.
Yeah.
So
and you are obviously familiar faces too. So is it quite normal for an A-League player to shift to the MPL 1 or 2, during the off-season?
But, so many girls from, even, Adelaide, Brisbane, they all come to, New South Wales, to play.
Oh, really? Is it the preferred
league? Just, really competitive,
That's cool to know.
It's especially these last 2 years, so many girls from all different states, sort of coming here or even Melbourne too. They're pretty strong.
That's so cool. Yeah. And so look, you've just gone through a list of things that you've achieved, which are all fantastic. But what would you say was the one thing that if you could say it's your biggest achievement so far, what would it be? Is it too big of a question?
No, I think definitely just... that first season in the A-League was it was just so surreal because it was just when you work so hard for something just finally getting there. And then I think also being able to re-sign the next year, you know what I mean? That was once I got there, I wanted to be consistent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And something that's crazy is in Australian women's football, especially the girls are turning pro at 16, 17. Nowhere else in the world.
Do you think that's a testament to the development system that we've got going?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's always been a possibility? It's only now because there's more opportunity in women's football.
Yeah, I think that even with the Matildas, it's different now. But, a lot of them were debuting at like 16, yeah. 17 back in the day, like Kaya and,
yeah.
and all those, like Sam. And yeah, I think now it's become a lot more, like, I guess, competitive. I think there's so much more growth. Like, I think we're in like such a big time for women's football.
We
like,
absolutely
it's actually
are.
Like so exciting yeah. to be part of. But like, you know, USA, like, they go through the college system and then, you know, they become pro at like 22, 23. Yeah. Like, you know, England, like, it's pretty similar. Like, I think, like, we're like, so it just starts so young here. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is. And I suppose it's a similar story for you, right? In the sense that you've obviously been playing pro for a really long time.
Yeah.
And you're 22.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, even also, like, obviously, like, with the Matildas, like, so many girls, like, debuting at such young ages, and obviously now it's different, so, like, also sort of letting go of that, like, it's okay that, like, we're still young. Like,
yeah.
You know, because
it can
us,
have the reverse
like,
effect,
yeah.
right, where you then feel pressured, like,
yeah.
I haven't done enough, and
like, for us, it's like,
I'm not achieving enough.
Yeah, like, I'm 22, like, am I old now? Like, you know what I mean?
As a 27-year-old, I can tell you absolutely not.
No, it's good.
But
yeah.
Obviously, it does make a difference. It's football. It's
yeah.
a sport industry where you are at your prime and this is when you want to be kind of like making those decisions
yeah.
and doing those big things, which is awesome. But it's not to undervalue also what experience will do for your career as well. And,
yeah,
and every
definitely.
Time you play a season with someone else
yeah.
or with a different team or you know those traveling experiences are
yeah.
gonna just expand your skill
no,
set
definitely.
So much. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Are there any plans to travel abroad? This was a question from RIP Gillian, who loves to send us a question on Instagram.
Lovely.
So thanks, RIP Gillian. I think that's how you say it. Yeah, he asked if you have any plans to travel abroad.
No actual plans yet, but it is definitely like a goal I have.
Yes.
That's sort of where I'm looking next. Especially like I have dual citizenship, like I have a European passport. So I just feel like I can't let that go to waste.
Okay.
Either, like.
So I'm going to diverge for a second.
Okay,
let's talk about your background.
Yeah.
You mentioned offline before that you're quite, you've got like a nice mixed background.
Yeah.
And so what's your,
yeah, like,
tell us about it.
Sure.
As from one mixed race to another.
Yeah. We actually like have so much in
common.
I know.
I love this.
So my parents were like, my dad was born in Chile and like his mom was born in Spain and like his dad's like French. And then my mom was born in Northern Ireland and yeah, they both came out here when
That's
they were
so
like
cool.
10, 11. And yeah, there's quite a mix there.
That's really cool.
So
football's in your blood then. Look at that.
On both sides.
She's Chilean. She's
yeah.
Spanish. You know, and the Northern Irish are not so bad.
Yeah, they're actually like, yeah,
no, they've got some
up.
Good stuff going on.
Yeah,
over there.
They do. No,
I don't
so
think
good.
I inherited that Irish gene. I'm half Irish too, but not a football player. Anyway, moving on. This isn't about me. If you could play anywhere abroad,
oh, definitely England for
yeah.
me. I just it's just so.
It
much
has
happening.
Really set the bar, hasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, it's just awesome. Like full time. Like it's a full time job.
Yeah.
Like that's the dream.
Yeah, and would it be Liverpool Women's?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they just got promoted.
I know.
Yeah.
It would be the perfect time
yeah.
to go.
If you're listening.
Yeah. They definitely are listening to this. Yeah. Because we were talking offline before I asked DA who she supports.
Yeah.
And she said Liverpool. So I was obviously stoked by that response.
Of course. Like,
we know that I love my Liverpool.
We already have so much in common.
I know. I love it. I think DA is just going to end up being a regular on this podcast. Why Liverpool, though?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's a cute story, actually.
Okay, tell me
yeah.
about it.
My granddad, like, loved Liverpool. And he was, like, especially, like, with me, like, he was just always watching football, like, all
oh,
the time.
Awesome.
Like, he loved his being in his chair, Fox Hills on.
Yeah.
He's just watching the football all day. So I spent a lot of time with, like, my grandparents and, like, growing up. So, yeah, I was just always
That's
watching
so nice.
Him.
Is that...
And he just knew so much.
Isn't
Do you know, like
yeah.
that was like it blows me away because it's like we have like our phones, right?
That's
we just
so
look
true,
anything
isn't
up.
It?
But he could like remember like a game, like in the '80s or something.
Yeah, and they would have either had to have watched it or like
yeah.
read something about it. The rest is just
yeah.
memory
I was like,
storage.
Whoa! Like he could remember so many things. So,
That's really cool.
So yeah, I just decided to like sort of keep that going.
Was that a major inspiration for you then to get into playing?
Like. I guess a mix. Like, yeah. I grew up with three older brothers. Okay. And
I feel like you have a big family, don't you?
Yeah, there's five of us.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. One sister, three brothers. But I was just, like, so energetic, like, as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted to, like, they're all playing outside. Like, I wanted to be outside. And it's actually funny. We used to play, like, this game in the backyard. This is how I learned to, like, kick a ball, right?
Mm.
Because it'd be like a goalkeeper game, and we had the trampoline.
Yeah.
So like one of the boys is like on the trampoline, like that's the goal, and you just gotta like get it past them.
I love that.
Random,
I love
but pretty
this
much
is the best thing about growing up in like the early 2000s, whatever. We still like, did stuff like that.
Like it's so good, and pretty much like if I wanted to play, like I had to be able to kick the ball. Like onto the trampoline, Like I had to learn that techers.
I
at
love
a young
that.
Age.
Do you know what? I think having older brothers is really...
Yeah, it is a very classic impactful. Story. Like, I feel like a lot of girls are like, I grew up with brothers.
I played because of my brother too. I was... my mum put me into netball and she put my brother into soccer because obviously they say soccer. And I used to run up and down the sidelines in line with wherever the ball was while the boys all played on the pitch.
Oh,
and I used
really
to, like,
cute.
Pretend to kick and I just... wanted
Stop,
to be there
that's so
yeah
cute.
And I just spent like a whole season begging my mom like
me too.
Enroll me
honestly like,
isn't it funny though how it was kind of like the stock standard the girl went into netball and the guy went into footy or whatever
like it was a bit different like my sister netball but I proper begged my parents like I was like on my knees like at 3 years old like please like just let me play but obviously, with five kids, they're like, gosh, how are we going to, like, fit one more child
How are we
going
to manage
in?
This, driving kids to this and that and all that?
But, I mean, it paid off.
It did. And do any of your siblings play
like they all play
a decent level of football?
Not, like, they all just sort of did the
So you're winning.
Local.
So they're like, like we taught you this because we made you play that game, but really.
No, I'm grateful. I think being the youngest helped because, like, all my siblings are a lot older. So I doubt, like. You know, mom and dad could have committed as much with, like, having five kids.
Yeah,
so, like,
for
being
sure.
at the end, some paid off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what was, like, the team that you first played for?
Cronulla
Did you
Seagulls.
Play with boys?
Yeah, played with boys.
Oh,
so
how good
was
that?
We were undefeated for, like, five years. It was so good.
They probably still got you guys written on a
somewhere. Yeah, literally. No, it was awesome. Like, it was just so fun.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing, like, you just always have to have that joy.
Yeah.
Like, even now.
Absolutely.
Like, why do you play, you know, just, like, the joy. It's so good.
And I think also, at least in my own experience of growing up, playing with boys made me so much more competitive.
Yes.
To
oh
this day, like, I will just try so hard to beat a guy at anything. Because it just annoys me.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, no, I'm not going to let you win.
Yeah.
Just because it's not just because I'm a girl. I am a girl. I'm going to beat you.
Exactly.
But I feel like it's very formative to like those initial skills and everything.
Oh, definitely. Even like recent years, like I still train with boys and that.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, it's just, obviously we're made differently. Like, and they're obviously like a lot faster, things like that. And it's like just the best thing that you can do for your development.
Yeah.
Like
for
as a female footballer.
For sure.
Like, it's so good. So,
I think it's probably something that's changed so much. You were talking before about opportunities in women's football and everything. When we grew up, I mean, there's a few years between us, but it's probably a similar story. You were kind of thrown into the men's game.
Yeah.
And we had to adapt to that.
Yeah.
And now there's obviously opportunities for like young girls to play and everything like that. And there's so many more of them playing. I think they make up like 22% or something.
I actually just did an assignment about it.
Tell it. Give me the facts.
Yeah,
then.
To do this like for the sports subject.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I did an assignment about like the development of women's football.
Incredible.
Since, like,
seems really appropriate for you to do something like that.
It was honestly so interesting. Yeah, like we proper make up such a large percentage.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
Which I think is like such a big change though. And it's happened in the last 20 years, like in at least in my lifetime, like I've seen that change.
Yeah.
And I was the only girl who played for those first three years of my career, if that's what you want to call it, the loosely called career. But then all of a sudden girls started to sign up and play. Yeah. And then at 12, I had to shift to all girls. Because physiologically, they're like, you can no longer play with men. Yeah,
that rule they're would growing. Annoy me so much. But like, I get it, but like, just let me, like one more year maybe.
Totally. But I feel like I still kept playing with them. You know, so I love playing a social. I'm sure you'd have a bit of fun playing social football.
Love it.
I want you in my team. I'm going to organize that. Yeah, let's make that happen. I need your techers because I'm lacking. But yeah, I think it just made me so much more aggressive.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but...
No, definitely.
Aggression never goes astray, does it?
No, never. No. But, like, even, like, your point there, like, I feel like, so many more women are getting involved in, like, football. And that's where, like, the whole... It's becoming, like, so much more competitive too.
Absolutely. And, like, says a lot more about where you're at and what
you've achieved. Yeah, I also feel like we have so many players to look up to now as well. Like, it's crazy.
It's a huge change. Like, there's like the Matilda squad themselves are just such an awesome example of what's possible as an Australian female playing the sport, where you can go with it. When you look at Sam Kerr and what she's done, but it's not amazing. Just Sam, like the lineup of the Matildas, like a lot of them have just achieved incredible things.
Yeah. No, it's so good. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like even just, making a living out of it. Like, gosh, like, you know, when the A-League women's... And I keep getting, like... I'm, like... I go to call it W-League all the time. Still getting used to it. But, like, when that started, like, girls weren't even getting paid.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a full-time commitment. And, like, even when I was, like, 15 training on, like... I remember girls coming off... Like, we would train at Penrith at, like, 6 a.m. start. Mm. And girls are coming off, like, night shift with the fire brigade and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they're, you know, working full-time... And, like, getting paid barely anything.
Yeah.
It's
just so when you were back at Westfield Sport kind of working out your next direction, did you ever think that you could play and be paid full time? Like, that could just be your bread and butter?
Honestly, I never – like, I obviously hoped for that, but I never – like, even NPL, like, I remember when I sort of started coming into, like, first grade, it was, like, $30 a game or something some clubs would pay. Like, sometimes, like, paying nothing.
Like, sometimes it's like, if you're going to give me 30, just give me nothing.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost insulting to give
like,
me 30.
Like, literally. I, like, where it is now, I'm even like, wow. Like, if you had told me this when I was 15, I would be like, whoa, that's insane.
So cool.
So it's just, like, so cool to be part of the, like, the journey.
Well, and I think it's awesome. We've got a lot of young female viewers, listeners, you name it.
Yeah.
And they often message me and ask me those questions around what it's like for me, I suppose, to be working somewhat in the football industry, but very much so. This is why it's important for us to give you a voice and to talk about what's possible as a player, where you can go with it and what you can achieve, because it's a whole different can of worms these days.
Yeah, no, it is. Something that like was really helped me actually, my granddad actually told me about this, because like I was thinking you know, trying to have other things as well, like with job and everything, like with football too. And it was just like having that, he told me, you know, like football is only for like such a short time of your life. Like, and you know, you have the rest of your life to study and to do everything else. And I was like, that is spot on.
As in just throw yourself into it, enjoy every minute, give it a good go.
Yeah, even like for young girls, like, to be thinking that way, because it's like it is such a short, like for me it's like probably another 10 years and then you know
I'll give you 15. You got more than that.
Thank you.
But no, I think also that does bring up the difference, I suppose, between men and women,
like,
as well,
you know, if you want to have a family, like there's so much you have to factor in, so
but you know what, you'll make it work. No, you'll make it work. But I did want to ask you, because you brought it up before, and we have a lot of people who listen who love the NPL, love talking about it. They love when we bring it up. How would you describe your NPL experience versus playing at the level that you've obviously played with A-Leagues?
Yeah.
Do you find it to be more competitive because of the, you know, being that there are it's a slightly different dynamic. Yeah. Obviously, you were saying it's super competitive compared to other regions in New South Wales, but how would you just compare the playing experience from A-Leagues to NPL 1?
Like, I think that, I mean, obviously, like, A-Leagues is, like so intense. Mm. Like, the level is, I feel like it's just going at a faster pace because of, obviously, you're on a higher platform too. Like, every single team.
The pressure.
Like, it's just, it is very different. And, yeah, obviously, I did say, like, yeah, our NPL is still really competitive. Mm. Like, it is. Like, I wouldn't say the gap is, like, really big. Yeah. Like, I would say they're pretty – it is
in terms of skill?
Yeah, like, and, I mean, obviously with A-Leagues, like, you get internationals and everything that come in too, which changes. But it's not, like – I don't believe, like, the level's, like, so, like, far.
Yeah.
They're pretty close.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'd be pretty scared if I was playing NPL 1 and I came up against you yourself and Princess Abini and I feel like
it's good.
Feel so good about that. But it's super cool. And I do have a question about Perth Glory. Obviously, you guys had a difficult season.
Yeah.
What do you think was kind of lacking from your perspective throughout the season?
Like with like the COVID situation?
Yeah. Well, I guess it was just a tough season generally, right?
Which one, the first one?
But I feel like both were kind of tough, weren't they?
Yeah, they were both so different.
Yeah.
So like, which one would you like me to start? The
COVID experience. Okay, let's talk about the COVID experience and how that obviously impacted the season. But I mean, like you were saying earlier, you ended up relocating.
Mm.
I didn't know that. Maybe that is common knowledge, but Perth Glory had
relocated. Yeah, it wasn't like a massive announcement.
No, so but it does, I suppose, make it more interesting for you as well, being from Sydney and you were back kind of on home soil to some extent.
Yeah, well, it was honestly like, it was just bizarre. Like, and now looking back, it was actually so awesome. Mm. Like, when are you... Like, I remember the international we had, her name was Mia, she was awesome. Mm. She's plays in, like, the Swedish league. And she was just saying, like, this will never, ever happen again where you spend 3 months. Like, we all had our own apartments. It was actually so awesome.
But, like, in the same building?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
But, like, never will this ever happen. No. Like, where you spend 3 months literally living with your whole team.
Yeah, that's
like,
wild.
We obviously have our own rooms and stuff. But it was like, looking back in reflection, it's like, whoa, like what a moment in time.
Yeah, I'll it's like being remember. In camp for 3 months or whatever.
And it was like actually so good. But it was like, just such a unique experience. Mm. Like it was awesome. Just it really showed like the character of our team. Like we were very resilient. We just like had each other's backs like you know, we had great leadership in the team as well. Like, that was awesome. But, yeah, just, like, capturing, like, such a unique moment in time. Like, that just never will happen. Even, like, in international camps, it's, like, maybe a few weeks or a week or something like that. So, yeah, it was awesome. I feel like we dealt with the situation, like, really well. Like, you know, we had one home game all season.
Wow.
And we just missed out on finals. So,
yeah. Yeah, just missing out sucks.
Oh, it was,
but like, to your point, such an improvement from the season before.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Such an improvement.
But like our last game, we were versus Wellington and then I was like Canberra versus Melbourne and we needed Canberra to beat Melbourne. Yeah, it was pretty devastating at the end of that game, but that's right.
Did you feel like it was going to happen? Like, were you
all... But you also don't want to get to that point where you're relying on other results. Like, that was pretty...
So speaking of Perth Glory, we did have another question. It was from Declan on Insta and he asked how it is playing for the best team in WA, better than the men's.
Yeah, definitely.
How is it? Is it amazing?
No, it's awesome. Yeah, it's so good. Honestly, like something I love about Perth and WA in general, they love their women's sports. Like,
how cool is that?
They're proper like, we're in the newspapers. Like, they're so like, really good in that way of like, supporting the women. I found that like really good.
I wouldn't have actually expected that. I didn't know that. Yeah. I think that's something that obviously unless you're living in Perth or living
like
in Western Australia.
New signings, like they're writing about it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So there's things that you think that they're doing that we should be doing here.
Yeah. Like I think it's just awesome. Like they really promote the women's game a lot. Like I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think it's necessary too.
Oh, definitely.
I think we should just be sharing the love around, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right, question. Women's Euros are coming up.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win?
It's a great question.
It is a good question.
I personally, my top three. Can I do top three?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Sweden.
Okay.
Netherlands and Germany. I just love Miedema.
Yeah.
Like, she's so good.
Yeah.
She, like, I'm surprised she doesn't have more hype.
Honestly, it's such a good point. But let's be real, though. Like, they tend to get overshadowed by
they do.
Other various players, you know, who play for Spain and England and stuff like that.
But I don't know. I feel like, Sweden, I would not be surprised, like, if they won. Okay.
You know, that's the first time someone said Sweden.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been asking around.
What do you think?
I feel like the obvious, easy choice would be, like, Spain or England.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I know, I'm kind of going with,
I know, you're going against the grain a bit. Yeah. I like that.
I feel like, why not? You know?
I'm surprised with your Spanish roots,
We didn't think Canada would win the Olympics, so.
We like a surprise.
Yeah, we do.
We like a surprise. And as a young player, this is another question. What advice, I suppose, do you have for female and male players? This isn't exclusive to being female, but just on, like, getting to the top.
Yeah, wow. I think it's like, especially, I'm just going to start with the females.
Yeah.
I think
most
that,
important.
Yeah. I think that, like, training with boys is, like, probably one of the best things that you can do. Like, you know, doing the extras, like, if you're at, you know, a NPL club, if you're at Alpia, if you're at somewhere, like, asking if you can, you know, train with the 14s or 15 boys or something, like, once a week even. Yeah. I found that that's, like, something that's really helped. And also, like, for women as well, like, just having that sort of mentality that, like, it's such a short part of your life, like, throw everything into it that you can. And I think it's also important, like, you know, I study part-time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still, like,
what do
having
you study?
I do high school teaching. Yeah.
Oh, so you could end up being, like, the coolest high school teacher ever. After you start up, when you win the, like, Women's World Cup for Australia, and then you come and start working in a high
school. That's my goal. I do that. And I also work for my uni, which is pretty fun.
What do you do as a job?
I go into
schools. This is the full Spanish position, remember?
I go into schools, like, I just pretty much, like, talk about why they should come to Macquarie Uni.
So I went to Macquarie. We've just found another connection, guys.
Oh my gosh, this is
honestly, like, wow. I knew this was gonna be great.
This is crazy.
Oh,
like,
God.
We're both half Irish, like well, so much happening.
Uni,
there's so much happening.
You date a footy player, I don't. That could change if you know anyone.
So pretty much I talked to, like, 10 to 12 kids.
That's and super just like cool.
Don't stress. These are your options. This is what you should do. We talk a bit about my school experience. Anyway, it's pretty fun. But back to the advice.
Let's include the men in this one.
Yeah, and the men too. Like, I think that's, like, another thing. Yeah, just, you know, realizing that it is just such a short part of your life. Like, throw everything
into it.
So you've
obviously made sacrifices.
Yeah.
You've moved away and being that, like, age where you miss things.
And, you know, the best things often, you know, require some sort of sacrifice and stuff. So the reward is so sweet. And, it obviously as well, like, your mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, I that's something that's, that's helped me a lot is, like, I feel like when you get to this level, like, when you get to that level, it's sort of like, you can have all the technical ability in that, but, like, it's like
mentality.
Mentality and, like, your will and resilience and how, like, staying positive. Like, these are all, that's, like, I believe is, like, the biggest part of being successful is,
do,
like,
you,
overcoming things.
And,
like,
but as part of your development, has there ever been any emphasis on, like, mental training and
from, like coaches,
just generally
stuff,
if you've ever had a coach that, like, really encouraged you to do things like that to develop in that sense?
I mean, like, at Westfields we'd have, like, they had, like, a sports psych who I think he spoke to us a few times, but I actually started working with this guy, his name's Johnny Novak, and he has this thing called the boomerang effect. Like, it's all about, like, what you put out is, like, what you will get, sort of thing. So, like,
and is this
if you're
broader,
like,
life, or is he very specific about sport in this sense?
Oh, but he's like, more sports. But it's like, if you're, like, positive about your game, like, and the way you think is, like, that's what you will get. And it's like, it's completely changed me. It was
that's
awesome.
Really cool.
So, like, meeting him and I guess it's all, I've always sort of, like, thought about it a lot like, I don't know. Yeah. It's probably not spoken about as much as it probably should be, but it's such a big part. So
that's really cool. I'm all for mental strength and developing that as well. I think it's very important. But you know what, DA? We can talk forever. We have so much in common. And like I said, the only thing we don't have in common is a footy boyfriend. So help a sister out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on. I want to say thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries.
Been awesome to have you. A little one-on-one.
Yeah, kicking this off is great. Cat. Thanks for having me. This has been so fun.
I'm glad you've enjoyed it. But guys, thank you for listening. Obviously, we want you to subscribe, rate us, give us 5 stars. You know all the jazz. And if you ever want any player on our show, please let us know and we'll do our best to get them on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so
much. Bye, guys.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.